Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Western Edge, the station that covers all things Western and a little out of the edge. Here is your host, Terry Lee.
And welcome to the Western Edge here on a Tuesday evening. It is a little bit chilly and the rain has kind of subsided a little bit for the moment, but I understand we've got more coming in, which I know I've heard from some of the farmers and stuff. It's a good thing, bad thing this time of year, but if we need it, we'll take it. If we don't, we'll pray it goes away. But once again, thanks for joining us tonight. You know, we had a wonderful show last week with Scott Daly and Sarah Dunn on, and from my understanding, Sarah had a fantastic turnout at her release for Backwoods Party. And you know what, we're going to take a listen to that song here in a little bit, but we have some things to talk about, and I'm going to multitask and go over here to some of the upcoming events right here in this area, and we're going to talk about some PBR happenings and some PRCA rodeo happenings. And down at Diamond Bar C Ranch and Diamond, I do believe that they're going to have another show back out this Saturday down there, and it's every other Saturday. See if I've got a calendar here. In the month of October through March, so we'll have one. So I had one on the 19th. Yeah, so November 1 is coming up. And things get underway down there at Diamond Bar C at 7 p.m. Bulls, calves, sheep. Okay, you know, sometimes they're going to throw in a saddle bronc or a bareback horse in there. So if you want to know more about Diamond Bar C Ranch, you can find them there on the Facebook page. Let's see if I've got a phone number here for them. I do. It is 417-325-7464, and that is the Diamond Bar C Ranch there in Diamond, Missouri. Tell you what, you know, I really enjoyed having Sarah Dunn on last week, and I'm going to go ahead and let's take a listen to her Backwoods Party by Sarah Dunn.
You got me going crazy.
And that was Sarah Dunn with Backwoods Party. And when I heard Saturday Night went, they had them a party over there at the Steel Rooster in Carthage, Missouri, and it was a packed out house. And I've had several people come up to me since she was on the show and since her release this weekend, and just really, really impressed with everything that she's doing with her music. So hats off, Sarah, and keep it coming out. We're enjoying the music. So, got Scott Daly on the line with us. How are you, Scott Daly?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm actually kind of bundled up, kind of keeping warm.
I tell you what, it's nice over here. It's almost humid, actually. We've had a good dose of, just some nice kind of humid weather. It's almost like a tornado season around here, it seems like, today and yesterday.
What I was going to say is I kind of heard something about some yucky weather, and I hope they didn't mean, like, tornado weather. I just kind of been cold all day because I kind of got out in the rain and got a little bit soaked earlier, and I haven't got warmed back up. But it really wasn't that cold when I was out earlier today. I haven't been back out since I came in, but we're going to see what the exact weather is. But so you've been riding some horses?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. Been getting out after it.
And you've got an event coming up, I think, if I got my notes right.
Yeah, 5th, 6th, and 7th, I believe, in November, the Wichita, Kansas Farm Show, and then the 21st of November, McCook, Nebraska Farm Show. Going to be two great shows. Hopefully everybody can come out and watch.
Yeah, you always have a great show there in Wichita and up there in McCook. And you go up there in the snowbound areas of the states.
yeah, definitely. Wichita is usually pretty nice, and sometimes it can be a little icy or snow sometimes. It just kind of depends. And every once in a while, I think the first year I went to McCook, there was snow on the ground the next morning. There was 2 or 3 or 4 inches, something like that. So and it was nice night before, so you never know what you're going to get.
Well, I'm looking at – I had to look at the forecast real quick, and it's saying it's 66 degrees out there. I'm not feeling 66 degrees. I'm feeling like 48 degrees.
I'll tell you what, it's like 75 or so here. I mean, it's really pretty nice.
How far are you from Coffeyville?
Caught about an hour, just right
okay,
out of
well,
over.
It's 70 degrees in Coffeyville. It's 66 in Joplin. And, you know, it's 72 down in Tulsa. I'm trying to see who has the – Tulsa's the high of the four-state area right now, and the lowest is going to be down around Table Rock Lake. They're sitting around 63 degrees right now down there. And you didn't know we were going to get into weather forecasting, did you? We're not going to forecast. We're just giving, giving out.
I tell you what, I'm just glad we've had the weather that we've had. You know, it's been pretty good. It hasn't been nothing really nasty yet, but I'm sure the bottom will be falling out of it here before too long. Sure.
Yeah, there's some stuff coming in. There's some stuff outside of Guymon and Goodland. There's kind of a little bit of something all the way down into the Lubbock area kind of stirring up, and there's something up there around Wichita and Kansas City right now. Not anything serious. It just looks like some rain. So we'll see what happens with it. I am no meteorologist and don't want to be, but we just take a peek at the weather, kind of see where it's at. That's kind of neat that we can do that. I didn't know I could do it that quick.
It looked like Coleman Proctor and another friend of mine, Jay Clay. They've been doing good down there at the U.S. Finals. Congratulations to those guys.
Yeah, they're at the USTC, whatever, I can't even say it, USTRCA, right?
TRC, yeah, USTRC, United States
Team. Right there in, is it still held at Lazy E at Guthrie, or have they moved it?
Yes, Guthrie and Oklahoma City. The finals are there in Oklahoma City, and the prelims are in Guthrie.
Okay.
Mike, if you wouldn't, what the deal is, if you, let's say you don't have a shootout spot, you can go in there and let's say you win a roping at Guthrie. Well, if you win a roping at Guthrie, then that'll put you in the spot to go to Oklahoma City, and that's where the bigger money's at. So
looks like $1,445,000 is up for grabs.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
This thing's sure pretty good.
Oh heck yeah, Jake Long. Luke Breck. I'm multitasking tonight. So is Jake roping with a couple of different people? They can do that? Is that right?
Yeah. Him and Colin, they placed pretty good in the open. And
yeah, in the open,
he might have played somebody
in
else. Yeah.
Okay. On the average, in the open, Jake and Luke Brown are sitting in first place. And then later on, Coleman worked with Speed Williams there for a while. Is Coleman and Jake are sitting fourth in the open on five head. They get an average of 37.44 on five head. And they kind of go
and
down
what?
Here.
Sorry about that.
No, he. Oh,
I think
I said
they ended
that,
up fourth overall.
Yeah, they're sitting fourth on five head in the open. So that's the results of the open. Let's see. I don't see their name in the incentive. I don't know. I'm just reading the stuff. You know, team roping is. I mean, I know about team roping, but when it comes to reading stuff, hey, I do have a question. Speaking of team roping. We're going to change gears. Go over here to PRCA. I was looking at.
Uh-huh.
There it is. So I was looking at what the world standings are right now.
Uh-huh.
And I go and I look at my top, so I can bring up on my screen the top 50. So we already know that the cutoff for the finals has already been made. Whoever's
right.
your top 15, that's who's going.
Right.
Okay. Hats off, Coleman Proctor. Buddy, you were almost there. Coleman came in sitting at 19.
Yep.
And then I click over, and I'm looking at the healers. And Jake, oh, my gosh. He's sitting 16th in $5,000. Behind. So my question is, if Jake had made it sitting 15th and he's roping with Coleman, but Coleman wasn't sitting 15th or higher, do they go, it's just the top 15 and they match up with somebody at that point, or do they go, know what I'm saying?
Yes. If let's say, all right, Jake didn't make it, let's say Jen, they weren't working with each other during the whole year, but that's just how it kind of fell out. But what the thing is, like Jake sitting 16th, let's say Jake would have sitting there and he was been at 15th. Well, he would have to pick somebody out of the top 15 because there would have been an odd man out too, and on the head side. So he would have went with him. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And
so
that's just
He couldn't pick of anybody below the 15th spot.
No.
Okay. See, that's why I wanted to know that. I pat myself on the back, being a little conceited there. That was a good question. your buddy, or you told me, or we spoke, was it you and I that spoke of Jade Corkle? Maybe it wasn't you and I, because then Jeff Lee and I.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying he's sitting first place in healers.
Yeah. Yeah, he's easily one of the best, without a doubt. He's really, really handy on the back end. He's pretty phenomenal.
And Clay O'Brien is in there, and I just like this guy's name, Cesar De La Cruz. I just like saying that name. That's awesome. Cesar de la Cruz. De la Cruz. And then let me go back over that. It was our healers. We're going to talk to Team Roping a little bit because I'm looking at Clay Tryon is sitting at first. Luke Brown, you know, he's doing pretty good out there at the Oklahoma City right now. He's sitting fifth.
Right.
Trevor Brazil sitting seventh in Team Roping. Turtle Powell. We've heard a lot about Turtle Powell this year. He's sitting there in 12th. But our Coleman boy, you and I know how hard and they were just going up and down the rodeo road this year, and he almost got it. He almost got it.
I mean, I'll tell you what, I mean, that's just how rodeo is. I mean, it ain't very, you know, it's pretty unforgiving. You know, I mean, you can go out there, and I mean, like him, you know, heck, sit in there and be right there on the bubble, and if things don't go right for you, maybe at the end of the year, or you don't make one of the, you know, Omaha or something like that, or one of the finales, why, you know, it dang sure can keep you from making the finals. You know, it takes a lot of money just to go up and down the highway and to be able to go compete, you know. You might make, you know, 50 or 60,000 sitting there, but it may cost you that much or more just to get there.
Right.
And then you get the finals, and that's really where you make all your money at.
Right.
So it's definitely a tough gig. You know, your top three guys, they're usually, you know, whatever they've won, odds are they've got along pretty good, you know, and yeah, they spent a lot of money, but they might have made a little bit of money, but it just comes down to when you get to the finals, that's where you really make all your money because you're right there 1 day, I mean, not 1 day, excuse me, 10 days, and, you know, $16,000 a night or better. And it can be a big factor for you. I mean, it can make a lot of money. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. There was it's rodeo's hard. I mean, you need to be disciplined, and you're gonna need to be able to do a lot of give and take. But most importantly, you need to go into it with an attitude of being very disciplined with your finances.
Right.
You know,
and not just, you know, I'll tell you, like, you know, truly, you know, definitely the finance side of it, without a doubt, but, you know, you got to have horsepower. I mean, that's a lot. That's 80% or better of being able to, you know, I think win on that level. And,
right.
Then on top of that, you know, you've got the mental aspect of it. Mentally, you've got to be mentally tough day in and day out.
Mm-hmm.
And ready, you know, you have a dollar to your name or $10,000 to your name. I mean, it just, you got to keep that same mental prospect over the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a lot more extensive sport for our team ropers, our tie-down ropers, our steer ropers, and our steer wrestling, because they're hauling horses. But, you know, they also hear something else that you and I both know. You know, you also have people that'll haul horses out there, and they'll lease that horse for that particular rodeo, and not necessarily, you know, haul that horse to that rodeo. But, you know, I don't know what the percentage is of our guys that actually own their own horses. I mean, I'm going to say a pretty good number of them, probably up in the upper 90 percentile, probably own their own animal. But I know when it comes down to the finals, they want the best of the best there at the finals. So.
Oh, yeah. For instance, Tuff Cooper last year, he's on that roan horse, C.R. Bradley's, friend of mine, C.R. And, you know, it's a really exceptionally nice horse. And, I mean, every day, they were just every night after every fourth, they're soaking their legs and, you know, and ice. And just, I mean, just little stuff that, you know, really just keep making sure she's staying sound and just everything you can think of, you know, to having her A game on there every day, every night. And, you know, he won a chunk of money out there, you know, and you know, he paid, you know, I don't know how much, but maybe, you know, 25% of what he pays. That's usually what the person gets, 25%. And, I mean, it's definitely, you got to have them.
I have to give the PRCA credit because I am on their website, and that's where these rankings are coming from, is the PRCA website at prorodeo.com. So if you guys want to go in and look up these, visit their website, but I did need to let you know that that's where we are getting these numbers that these rankings. And it as of right now, I have to say that they are unofficial standings. So, because that is what's on their website, so I don't want to get in trouble for saying something that's not true, but I just had to put that in there real quick, Scott, before I forgot.
You know, it'd be nice if pro rodeo, it's like you take NFL or anything like that or any other major sports, they all get paid big amounts of money to make sure go put on a show for, the public. And, pro rodeo, they don't get paid unless they win. And
exactly.
It'd be nice if it got to where possibly it was something like that, into that sense, make it to where it's not so costly, going up and down the road. I think maybe someday it might get to that level. Some people don't think it will, but hopefully it will. It'd be really nice. I think they're trying to do some things, pay more. They got that American Rodeo coming up and everything. I think that might be a really good deal, so you never know.
I want to go to that.
Right.
I really, really want to go to that rodeo. Just because just for the first one, just to see, because they are putting a lot of stuff into this to kick it off, and I just think it would be a unique event to attend.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it pays to win it. To like each event, I think it pays $100,000 to win it, and then $50 or $25 per second, somewhere on that nature.
Let me see. I did have that info.
A lot of people.
$2 million up for grabs, and then when you place it all out, hang on a second.
A lot of people talk that they're. Some of them understand how to qualify for it, and some of them don't. You really got to read up on it and figure it out.
They do have a website. Go to AmericanRodeo.com, I do believe. I think if you go to RFDTV.com, you can click on the icon for the American, and it'll take you straight. They got a ticker, 123 days and 17 hours and 35 minutes away. So that's just, 123 days is really not that far away.
No.
At all. It is a one-day rodeo, $2 million purse. Where is this next one? How they break it down. Each event will pay $100,000 for first place, $25,000 for second. Then there will be a $1,000 side pot set aside for qualifiers. If a qualifier can beat the bet all the best and win his or her event, then she's entitled to that $1 million.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay, so the first million, am I understanding this right? The first million is going to go toward the added money per se.
Yes.
And
yes.
The second million that they're putting up is like if a qualifier can beat all the best and win their event, then they're entitled to $1 million. If I'm understanding,
right.
I may not be understanding that right, but that's how it's reading.
If
you want more information on this, that's what I'm thinking. How does that work? Because it's not working out in my head. Is it working out in yours?
Well, there's been, I tell you what, I was at a rodeo. They had a one-day rodeo here at IPRA Rodeo at Ark City, and I hit it a couple, and Terry Crow, I was talking to him, and he was, I said, are you going to try to qualify for him? And he was like, I don't know. He said, if you go to one, it's like a set of series, let's say you go to Fort Worth, I can't remember if that's the right one, but you qualify, you go to Fort Worth, and then you make the semifinals, you go to Mesquite, and then after that, you go to Arlington or wherever. From what I understand, plus, let's say your fees are Let's say that your fees are $100, for example, which they're higher usually, but let's say they're $100. Well, then you also have to put up the side pot, and that's where that other $1 million, I think, is involved at. What you do is you put up that other $500, and I think that goes into the next three rodeos. Like, they just break that down, from what I understand. But it, I don't know. It's kind of confusing a little bit. I was kind of a little confused on it. Like I said, a lot of people don't really know a lot about how to qualify and how they work. So, you know, I think after this first year doing it, maybe they'll do it again next year, and might be a really good thing.
Yeah, well, guess what? I just found the rules. They've actually had two qualifying events since this was announced, and one of them just happened last weekend.
Right. I think it was bulldogging, I think, something like that. Bulldogging barrel racing qualifying event.
Okay. Well, this is two. Okay, there's. Okay, if anybody wants to know about this, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to rfdtv.com, click on the American, go through all the information. There's an icon you can click that can take you to the rules. It tells you how to qualify for bareback bronc riding in one section. They'll be taking five qualifiers nationwide, and they'll be taking the top two, five finishers from each qualifier to the semifinals in the ski a week prior to the American. $750 entry fee. Of the $750 entry fee, $250 is sent to stock. The remaining $500 to 25% of that is paid at the event, and 25% of it will be carried to the semifinals, and then 50% will be carried over to the American. So,
yeah,
interesting. Here's some dates to be looking for. These are what just happened was the 19th in Salina, Kansas. What's coming up? November 2nd.
Salina.
Brent Bank Event Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That is this Saturday, I do believe. Then November 15th and 16th, Rapid City, South Dakota, in the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center. December 38th, Gillette, Wyoming, at the Camplex Wyoming Center. Okay, and that is for bareback and saddle bronc. Okay, and I'm just going to go on now to each. The next dates to be looking for on barrel racing are going to be, I've already had two. In September was in Loveland, Colorado, and then Lincoln, Nebraska coming up. Alvarado, Texas, November 9th. November 23rd, Jackson, Mississippi. January 18th, Buckeye, Arizona. Tie down, upcoming dates. These are qualifying events for the American. We've already had one in Stephenville. The next one for tie down is going to be, I just had it this last weekend, sorry. Had two events. One was in Stephenville, one was in San Angelo. The next one is November 22nd, Amarillo, Texas. Then, close to us here, Scott, December 20th. This might be one to go see if you want to watch some good calf roping. December 20th, Tulsa, Oklahoma. If you're a tie down roper, Expo Square. January 21st in Denton, Texas. Team roping. This is one we want to know more about, don't we?
Yeah.
November, the first qualifying for team roping is going to be November 15th, Fort Worth, Texas. Then December 27th, Scottsdale, Arizona. January 7th, Odessa, Texas. January 10th, Waco, Texas. And February 14th, Bryan, Texas. Bull riding. PBR rules are going to apply to this, and it is sanctioned by the PBR. There is no dates on the site yet. Steer wrestling is not up yet either. So, basically, saddle bronc, bareback, team rope and tie down, and barrel racing is what's up. And dates pending for the bull riding and... what was the other one? We'll wait on steer wrestling. So as soon as we get those dates, we'll bring them up. I'm getting all this information at rfdtv.com. So if you guys will want to find out more, please go to their website because I'm pulling the information directly from their site. But Scott, we'll have to, maybe we can figure out a way to go down there and broadcast live and be able to watch it and talk about it over the radio.
Yeah. Heck yeah. That'll be a really good rodeo without a doubt.
Yeah. And here's what I like about it. It's just not a PRCA thing. In fact, I'm actually not seeing it's had a PRCA logo anywhere on it. So if I'm wrong about that, I apologize. But the logos that I'm seeing that's getting behind this is a PBR. I am seeing the logo of the Professional Rest Stop Association. I am seeing the logo of Better Barrel Races. I am seeing the logo of USTRC. Hang on, I'm going down here. I am seeing the logo of Ultimate Calf Roping. And that's the logos that I can see. And of course, they got sponsors, but those are, you know, basically the associations that are getting, that are sanctioning the events. And I know there's more to come, but interesting. Hey, I want to talk more about your clinic coming in Wichita. Where is that going to be held at again?
There at the Expo Center, I believe is what it is right there. It's behind the old Greyhound Dog Racetrack. I can't pop it up on my phone to tell you exactly.
Okay.
But,
well, hang on a second.
It's right there.
I'm gonna cheat for you.
I have the times and all that
Wichita
kind of good stuff. Yeah, Wichita Farm Ranch. Farm show.
Let the fingers do.
It should have like a schedule and everything. I posted on my wall on my Facebook.
I clicked on the one. I brought the one up in Wichita Falls, Texas, for whatever reason. Okay, here it is, November 6th to the 8th. Does that sound right? Nope.
No.
We'll talk about it if I can find it here. Okay, here we go. It is November 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Yeah. I believe I'll be doing two clinics a day.
Well, guess what, Scott Daly? I just brought up their itinerary, and at 10 o'clock next Tuesday morning, you've got a clinic sponsored by, Bellum Horse Country, I think, B-E-H-L-E-N.
Yeah.
You'll also have your clinic at 4 o'clock that afternoon. And then, let's see. This is, gosh, they got all kinds of stuff going on.
Oh, they do. They have a bunch of giveaways. I'll tell you what the farm shows they do. They'll give away like a grasshopper riding lawnmower, no-turn riding lawnmower, you know, just
you
to give away
me
$1,000. I mean, just free stuff. Yeah, heck yeah.
Sign me up for
they give away the round pen, actually. The baling, it's, they say it's baling, but baling, they'll be pretty sure sponsoring the round pen, and they'll be giving that away as well. So, I mean, every year somebody wins a round pin, I'll have some kid draw out for the, you know, see who wins the round pin.
Do you have to be there to win it?
No, you actually don't, but you got to come out and pick it up ASAP as soon as you can. It's a dang sure nice round pin.
Well, if they draw my name, take it home with you and we'll work something out.
Okay.
Because they probably won't let you win it since you're a clinician there. So.
No. And Baylin always does a great job. I tell you what, they'll be there. And I think whenever I do Enid, also they will be there as well. Usually I'll use their round pins at that one. And then, so it does. It works out really nice.
It's okay. That drawing is going to be at 3. Okay. It's 3:30. They got two drawings, and I'll take either one. They got a $250 cash drawing. I tell you what, you give me the $200, you keep the $50.
Perfect.
And at 3, there you go. And at 3:30, they're also drawing for that 40-foot round pen with a walkthrough grate.
Yeah.
You know what I would? You know what? If I could win that 40-foot round pin, you know what I would do with it? I'd donate it to my church. I'd donate it to my church.
That'd be good.
For a Scott Daly horse training clinic.
Perfect. That'd be just right.
Yeah.
They do. That's the thing about the farm shows that a lot of people doesn't, you know, really understand, I think, a lot. I mean, it's nice because they do. They give away a lot of stuff. And that just the two, there's, and not just that farm show, but, I mean, they will, like at McCook, they'll be giving away some stuff. They might not give away the round pin there, but they'll give away lots of other things and lots of just, I mean, big, nice prizes. And, I mean, all you got to do is sign up for them, put them in a box. And okay. Like at Oklahoma City's real big. They'll give away, like I said, a ride lawnmower, the round pin. I think one year they gave away like a squeeze chute. Prefort did all that. It's just amazing. Enid, they'll give away a lot of stuff over there as well. It's even down there at Wichita Falls, Texas, and I'll be going up to Great Bend. It'll be good. All of them give away nice stuff, very nice stuff. And it doesn't cost anything to get in. You're not out any money.
That's what I say. Hey, even though, I mean, it goes, you know, go take your lunch break and go through it, you know. That's the only bad thing about me. It's some of the hours is during my work hours. But, hey, you know.
Right.
You guys go take your lunch break and go have dinner. I mean, go over there. They got on Tuesday, they're going to have that sandwich supper from 5 to 5:30, Scott. And sponsored by their AM radio station, KFRM 550 AM, 550 AM.
That'd be good. I have to give you some sandwiches.
Yeah, and then they're having a $250 cash drawing, it looks like, every afternoon around 4:30 on one day and 3:30 on 6:30. Okay, on Wednesday, you're going to have an 11:30 clinic. And you're going to have, here's an after hours. On Wednesday, they go a little longer. So if you can't make it during the day, be there 6 o'clock. Scott Daly starts his clinic at 6:30. And then Thursday, you've got a 10:30 clinic. And then you have a 2:30 clinic. And at 4 o'clock on Thursday, the show closes for the year. But
I'm
really proud. I mean, go ahead.
But Wednesday, Wednesday's a long day. A lot of shows are like that, though. You know, you'll start at 8 or 9 and go to 6 or so o'clock. And so, I mean, I know all the vendors and everybody there and stuff, and it is. It's really good to come out and watch, check out all the vendors, and also they have to shoot demonstrations as well, I believe.
Well, let's give out a shout
right
to Quest.
After.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm interrupting, Scott. I get a little bit of feedback, and sometimes it's not your I can't hear you speak, and it's not you, it's probably our connection night. You were saying about that livestock squeeze shoot demo.
Yeah.
Classic Country 92.3 FM, KFTI, they're sponsoring that along with Valley Vet and Central City Scale and Bellum Country. So it looks like Bellum, or Bellum Country?
Bellum.
And Valley Vet Supply. You got several radio stations sponsoring this thing. So my hat's off to KFRM and KFTI. And let's see, who else I'm looking at some of these sponsors. Central City Scale, and Trade Expos Incorporated, American Ag Credit. Betty Dillon's going to be doing some craft workshops there that the ladies and probably the gentlemen will probably want to take a look at. But tell you what, it looks like a nice setup and a nice show over there, Scott. So
It really is. You know, like they're on the squeeze chute demonstration. You know, they have some of the best chutes out there, all hydraulics, everything from hydraulic down to just a standard working chute, and they'll go and process cattle through there, work them, and just kind of show you the newer stuff that's out there on the market. So, I mean, it's something, if you got cattle or horses, whichever, I mean, you just see a lot right there, right there at the farm show.
Well, I have a little bit of more information. Let's see if I can get back on that. And once again, that is the Wichita Farm and Ranch Show. It is next Tuesday, November the 5th, Wednesday, November the 6th, and Thursday, November the 7th. The doors open at 9 a.m. each morning. Wednesday is going to be a longer day. They'll be there from 9 till 7, and Tuesday 9 to 5, Thursday 9 to 4. Lots of things to look at. Scott Daly is going to be doing 6 clinics while he's over there. Be sure to catch one of his clinics in person. And Scott, I think, you know, I've kind of been mentioning about your training techniques and your ability with being gifted with horses and training. Got to plug you a little bit, my friend, but listen, not all the time does Scott have a place available in his barn, and he getting ready for the farm shows and stuff, he does have some available spots in the barn. So make an investment with your horse if you're needing some broke or you want some tune-ups or just need some good training. Get a hold of Scott at 918-636-2833. Visit his Facebook. Call us here on the show with your questions or email us in questions. He will be glad to answer those and talk to you about your horse. But I would make a sound investment any day with your training, Scott. I've seen you in person. I can see what you can do. You know, you're on the show here with us for a reason. We just wouldn't go just have anybody on here that didn't know what they were doing. Like I said, make the investment with you and your horse if you're needing some training. Get with Scott. Let him talk to him on the phone. See what you think about. Follow him on Facebook and check out some of his videos. And Scott, speaking of that, if you didn't have a good reputation and you didn't have good techniques, you wouldn't have the sponsors that you have that get behind you. And if you could take just a moment to kind of shout out to those people that do get behind you and get you down the road to the clinics and stand behind your good name. Who are those people?
American Hat Company, Running P Ropes, DM Lister Bits, and Liquid Tube Tire Sealant, and Showtime Products, and Devil Hawk Spurs, and also thehappytoymaker.com. If you want some toys for your kids, go check him out.
Yeah. And we are very appreciative of those that get behind you guys. And if you want to know more about his sponsor, you also have some signature products that you use. Can you talk about those real quick?
Excuse me, I kind of broke up there. What did you say?
Your signature products that you use, can you talk about the products that you have for sale?
Rope halters, they're made by Silver Tip Halters out of Montana. It's my signature rope halter. It's got a couple knots right in the middle of the nose, bridge of the nose. They're really nice, work excellent. I've had a lot of great feedback on it. People really like them. Get a horse's attention with them really, really quick, and also with my McCarty's as well. Some McCarty's, they're 21 foot with a leather, which you'd call a popper on the end, and then like a tassel on the other side that connects to your halter. You can, after you get through using, you know, as your groundwork on your halter, you can take them off, and if you wear, you know, use slobber straps, a lot of people ride with slobber straps that go onto your horse's bit or bridle, and that's your rope that you could use right there for your McCarty for that as well. So it works really nice. And then DM Lifter Bits, I've been endorsing them and using them for easily over 10 years now. If you ever want a bit that's really nice, very light on a horse, go check them out at dmlifterbits.com. Like I say, they have every shape and size. Shorty Snaffle is the one I always use on all my colts. So if you get a chance, go by there and check them out.
Okay. And, Scott, I've got to send a shout-out, too, and we're just going to play their little spot. They're with us each and every week and just give us a lot of moral support for the show, and that is...
SOMO Southern Missouri Real Estate, your number one realtor in Southern Missouri. Call Sandy Cope, owner and broker. Give Sandy a call at 417-332-7366 for all your real estate needs. SOMO Southern Missouri Real Estate, Crane, Missouri.
And, Scott, before we leave this evening, we are going to play one more song, and then we'll come back and say goodnight. But I wanted to plug Miss Sarah Dunn again this evening, and we're going to go listen to her song, Sing Me Back to Dixie.
Sitting at a truck stop tonight. There's a man in the cold blue digging on the guitar, singing Dixie in the dark. Feels like an arrow to my heart.
That was Sarah Dunn, Sing Me Back to Dixie. And boy, Scott, this is a young lady we're going to have to keep our eyes on because
she sounds great.
I have ran into several people who made it out to that release party that have contacted me, or I have ran into them that are like, she's amazing. You have to see her in person. I said, well, I have the last 5 years. No, you need to see her now. Not that there's anything wrong with her before, but she's just in a new groove and everything's just meshing really well. And the guys that's, you know, in the band with her, it's just clicking. And when that happens musically, it's amazing what happens with these people that just finally hit that. And sometimes it takes people, might take people 15, 20 years to hit that niche of a good looking mesh. And so I'm real excited for Sarah. And she, you know, as you heard, she's such a pleasant young lady to speak with, and I'm just excited for her future and what all it holds for her personally and musically. So, you know what we're about to forget to talk about? There's two things. The first thing is PBR. Well, the PBR, they just had the finals. And you know how J.B. Mooney, let me tell you, I've been following that, and he's a kid since he hit the PBR. And you know what? He did it this year. He took the title home. And, let me tell you what, he had a rough year. He had a rough year. But he rode, there's a couple times he was riding a little hurt, if my memory serves me right. Let me see if I can click on here. But he walked away this year with almost dang near $2 million, and that included his PBR. Yeah, that included his PBR. And here's the deal. I can call him a kid because he's one year younger than my daughter, my oldest, and he was born the year I graduated. So he's definitely a kid. And, you know, at 5'10", 140 pounds, goodness, I'm about his same height, but I don't weigh no 140 pounds. we need to add some poundage to that. In his career, he has been at 222 events. He's bucked out 666 times. He's covered 371 bulls with a ride average of 55%. He's had 35% of his rides plus 45 points, which that's his points, not the bull points. And he's had 53 rides that are 90 points and over. And he averages about 86.82 score on his bulls. So
that's pretty good average.
This year, that's his career. This year, he went 26 events. He had 90 out. He covered 47. With a 52% ride, he had 26% 45 plus score. He had 5 wins. He had 11 top fives. He had 14 top tens. And he had 8 rides 90 point and over. With total money won $425,000 on the year. So. Pretty good year, J.B. Mooney. And
Halloween's coming up.
Yeah, that's it. That's this week. That's this week. We've got 4 months
that's
left.
That's like Thursday.
It's Thursday. That's like.
Yeah.
See, I was talking about this at work, and this is how my I was in charge of our fall harvest days at church Sunday. So I was kind of really busy this weekend. It turned out fantastic. Anybody would like to visit a good church with a great message, great music, loving church family, and all kinds of events happening throughout the year, whether in the church or at the rodeo grounds or with other cowboy churches, Risen Ranch, Cowboy Church, Carson, Missouri, out there on Cimarron Road. We're just two doors down from the Dolphin Stockyards there off of I-44. So come take us a visit. Sunday's 10:30 and Wednesday's Bible study at 7. But we got all kinds of things for kids, young adults. But I was thinking today at work, just how my week's kind of messed up, that tonight was Halloween. And I made a comment I was going to go buy a couple bags of candy and sit out on the front porch, because I do get some kids that come knock on the door, and I have yet to buy any candy. And I just thought, you know, some years I just don't, because of being busy or doing activities. But this year I'm going to sit out there and pass out some treats to the little guys. I've got some sweet kids in this neighborhood. And but anyway, I think it'll be fun. What are your kids going to dress up as?
I forget what Lakota's going to be dressed up. There was some, I think it was a nurse of some sort. And I think it was off a cartoon movie. I can't remember. It's kind of blank. But Talon is going to be a werewolf. He's got the mask and everything. So he's pretty pumped about that. Yeah.
So oh, my goodness.
They're both ready for the big day. And I think it's supposed to rain maybe Thursday, so hopefully it won't. Hopefully it'll be nice. Hopefully it won't rain it out for trick-or-treating, but they're looking forward to getting that good old candy.
Yeah, we gave out close to 1,000 pieces of candy at our fall harvest days for all the different games. We had some good games that went over pretty darn good. We did pasture bowling, needle in the haystack, beanbag toss, fish pond and a duck pond and a cow pasture obstacle course, which I'll send you pictures of that. I got some parents who just want to make that at home. But anyway, well, listen, I thank everybody for listening. We're right at the end of the show. Thank you for getting us, you know, our numbers are really good. We're in the top, 300 out of, I forgot how many in our category. And in another category, we're way beyond the top 100 spot. So I send everybody, thank you for doing that and listening to us. Yeah. Stay tuned. We got more shows coming up before the end of the year, each week, Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Central, here on the Western Edge with my co-host Scott Daly of Scott Daly Horse Trading. Check him out. Give him a call, 918-636-2833. Thank you for joining the Western Edge, where you hear a little bit of the best of the West. Good evening.
Thank you for listening to Western Edge.